Hi, welcome to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number
328.
Thank you for tuning in. As always, we do have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is consider conversational content because of the increase in voice searches.
Look, with people searching on their Siris, on their Cortanas, using words like near me or find this, you want to make sure you have conversational content on your site so that way you have a higher chance for ranking for those type of searches.
Excellent. Please remember, we are filmed live here in Houston, Texas, and we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers.
And our mantra is,
do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche.
It's not a good look.
Not a good look. We've got a great article for you. It's five more
super common SEO mistakes content marketers make. This is by Steven Spencer and the good folks over at Search Engine Land. We actually did his five common mistakes last month.
Okay.
And so then he did an update, five more. And so we're going to see what his five more is talking about.
By the way, smart content generation, if you've got enough for an article for five and you actually have 10 out of five of the 10 that you have, make
it an article. Exactly.
Yeah. That's very cool. All right. Hey, if you're in a position to have some sort of electronic device, why don't you tweet now?
Yeah. Tweet us. Tweet us at eWeb Results, at Best SEO Podcast. This is number 328. And use the hashtag SEO Podcast. That way we can follow you back and do all of our social networking stuff.
And Shiko you.
So yes. After you Shiko us.
So if you are listening to this podcast for the first time, hi, howdy,
how you doing?
If you've listened to this podcast before, then you know what we're about to skip. The way we play this game is if we get 10 Shikos,
shares, likes, and follows
on any one of our platforms, and we get a review, then we don't tell you exactly how to leave us a review.
Yeah.
We will still encourage you. Please leave us a review. There's lots of ways to do it. What we will do, though, is tell you how you can Shiko us.
Exactly.
Shiko being
share, like, and follow.
And you can Shiko us at Facebook.com/
eWeb Results,
Twitter.com/
eWeb Results,
Instagram.com/
eWeb Results,
YouTube.com/
eWeb Results,
LinkedIn.com/company/
yeah, eWeb Results.
All of those will take you to our social media profile. Go ahead and
Shiko us. Share, like, follow, comment, all of the above. Engage. We will engage with you.
Excellent. Hey, if you're a PHP genius or...
Matter of fact, hold on.
Yeah.
All of those platforms are also great places to post questions.
Absolutely.
So if you have a podcast question, while you're there, share, liking, and following us, ask a question. We'll be glad to answer that question live on the air.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, we're probably looking for you. We probably need your help. Go ahead and give us a call. Submit an audio resume, 713-510-7846. If you're interested in a free comprehensive website analysis, you can get one on our website. All you need to do is go to ewebresults.com and you shall
click the free website analysis button. That's fill out all the forms, like the keywords you're going after, give us some of your competitors, opt in so we can keep in communication with you, and in that way Chris is going to personally follow up and not only go over this analysis but talk to you about what you're trying to accomplish and how we can steer this analysis your direction. So take advantage, because most companies, what I'm realizing, a lot of these SEO consultation forms take that similar analysis and charge $500, $1,000 just to discuss it. We're going to do it free.
And I can tell you, we submitted one for competitive analysis purposes, a request, and haven't heard from them. That was for one of our other businesses. So it's not that they said, oh, eWeb Results. So, they're trying to do competitive analysis.
Yeah, we use a separate
business. Very interesting. Algo Cat, right?
Got some Algo Cat.
It is time for the favorite segment of the program, the algorithm cataclysm.
Oh, awesome. Looking on Facebook Live, it looked like we had lightning.
Oh, yeah. That's a really impressive algorithm cataclysm.
Hey, and look, it's different too, because this Algo Cat is not for Google. Today's Algo Cataclysm is for Facebook.
Wow, okay.
Right, so Facebook adjusts the algorithm to favor friend updates.
Yep.
That's official now, right? They said Facebook will soon alter the way its 1.6 billion users discover stories in their newsfeed. The social network will give preference to updates from friends and family over brands.
Yep. Makes sense.
Pro Facebook, I can dig it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Even though, ironically, they're going to figure out doing this, I just know they're going to figure out a better way to market to me through my friends and family somehow. And so,
definitely. Next year, Mom will be on there promoting the latest shoe.
Exactly.
Like, how did they... Okay, I'm buying.
You're like, Mom, you don't even like shoes. You don't even like Jordans. And she like...
But it was a great recommendation. I already bought them. I love them. So, thank you. Mm-hmm. All sorts of family members getting thank you for
purchasing. Or they'll probably... Facebook will probably convince my mom to buy them for me.
Right. There you go.
There's a Charles like these.
There's like a...
His birthday's coming up.
It's a guilt algorithm, right? You didn't get him shoes last birthday.
Exactly. According to his timeline, past three birthdays, you know.
That's awesome. All right, I got a little bit of...
I could totally see that.
I got a little bit of news. Actually, my first piece of news was that AlgoCat...
Facebook said you would like these. Totally see that happen.
Absolutely. I thought this was interesting. Amazon is going to sell discounted phones with ads on the main screen. So I don't know if you...
Hold on, say that again.
So it's Amazon is going to sell discounted phones with ads on that main screen.
Oh, on the home screen.
So you know how like the Kindle Fire works is when you boot it up or just turn it on, there's an ad there where you need to swipe through to get into the actual mm-hmm. tablet. They're going to sell phones, and they're going to give like $15 off if you buy that phone, which is kind of interesting.
Any phone, but it's just preloaded mm-hmm. with Amazon ads.
Yeah.
So I could go get a S7, but for $15 cheaper if I allow them to preload it with ads.
And it's not just preloaded, right?
It's every time I use
uploaded.
It.
It's just on the swipe screen. Mm-mm. Man, I'll tell you, my kids have a Fire, and that ad is just innocuous. Like, I don't even notice it because it's on that screen. I'm a little surprised they're doing it, although it's only $15 and you use your device.
I just paid that $15. I feel like I just paid in lieu of having to swipe every time I need to use my phone.
It's interesting because I believe that you can pay $15 now and get it removed from the Fire. And I don't quote me on this, but I think statistically people just leave the ads on.
Oh, yeah, of course. If you bought it like that, but yeah, I just
buy it. Like so that. When you're purchasing it, there's like a $15 upgrade to get rid of the ads, and people don't do that. It's interesting. So, next, Facebook account was hacked. All the dude used was a fake passport image. So basically, he didn't even have the email address at all. And it happened over the weekend. The guy who got hacked is like, you know, Facebook, there's a lot of important information, and you can log into banks.
Oh, they gave him the security info because he had...
Somebody else, because they made a fake passport.
Wow, Facebook.
Image. Yeah, come and on. It happened over the weekend. So
That's like blank stare worthy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And then I do have a little bit of what news there for the end.
Got some news.
You got some news? Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
shoot.
So let's dig this survey. Amazon beats Google as the starting point for product search.
Okay, I can see that for sure.
Yeah, they said a survey of 1,000 U.S. consumers conducted by Power Reviews found that Amazon is the preferred starting point for product searches. Google comes in a close second, followed by brands, retailer sites, and e-commerce places like eBay, Etsy, and so on. Right. Amazon had 38%, then Google's at 35%.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. You look at, man, probably more value, free shipping, obviously, and everything else.
If you're a Prime member, you're probably going to buy there
anyway. So yeah.
Plenty of reviews.
tons of reviews.
Yeah.
I get it, right? Got more news. This almost was AlgoCat. So Google will now display song lyrics in the search results.
Okay.
Yeah, so you go to Google, and I did it before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Go to Google, search Dirt Off Your Shoulder by the OG Jay-Z, and you will get the first paragraph of lyrics and then a link to that song in Google Play where the whole lyric sheet is.
And can go buy it.
Yeah, and of course can go buy it.
That's
like,
smart.
If you're looking for the lyrics, the chances are you probably are interested in buying this song.
Yep.
That's kind of how it works.
Yep.
Some more Google news. So Google will now let you choose the type of ads you see.
Okay.
Think about that, right? Google users are receiving notification, and I got this notification too, in Chrome and Gmail that a new web portal has launched that allows you to control the type of ads you see online. New web portal is called My Activity. Right, and you can, it's kind of cool. You can go in there and not only see your activity, you can see everything. You set a date range, last 30 days, ads you've clicked, browse sites you've looked at, the terms you've searched.
Right.
Oh, it's like, I was looking for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is in there. And the cool thing about it is you can delete the stuff. Like, okay, remove this information. And so, My Activity, y'all look out for that. That's my news.
That's cool. All right, so I actually have two reviews. Both of them were long-winded, so mm-hmm. I wanted to just get one of these in here. I actually did have a conversation. It mentions it in the review. So this is was submitted on Stitcher. Thank you very much for
appreciate
submitting
you
it on Stitcher. And it is, of course,
5 stars.
The name is Fivi. F-I-V-I?
Fivi?
Fivi.
Fivi.
It says the title is Entertaining.
Yeah, Fivi.
Fivi. is entertaining and informative. Thank you. That's a recurring theme.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to learn. This could take a really long time if I struggle on the second word that much. I did not want to learn.
The second word is do.
I did not want to learn about SEO, but I was forced to educate myself due to our current SEO company, not eWeb Results, lacking the professionalism we needed. Mm. So I started listening to this podcast, and it truly helped me to better manage my current company, and it made me consider a switch. I just had a consultation with Chris, and I'm waiting for his video analysis. My preliminary view is that he has confident answers, which gives me confidence that he is an authority in his field. My other company is good and they are nice guys, but with our ambition, I need another level of support. Compared to other SEO podcasts, I found these guys to be entertaining and as well as informed. They are likable, but more importantly, they give me the impression that they like their clients and hold themselves accountable to their clients' needs.
That's my role, by the way.
Absolutely. Client results advocate. They understand the challenges presented to them, and they take personal ownership over finding a solution. Amen to that.
Yeah, because it's necessary.
We spent hours that we probably didn't have solving problems for our clients. At least this is the message I get after listening to many of their podcasts. I, for one, appreciate their goofy approach as it makes the work more enjoyable to be able to laugh. Man, punch in the face to Fivi.
Punch in the face to you, Fivi or Fivi or Fivi or Fivi, however that goes. And I know between you and us, he's goofy. It's all good, though.
You know what? I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm born to be goofy. Maybe I need a eWeb Results shirt that says born to be goofy. All right. That is the potatoes of our podcast. Time to get into the meat.
So like I said earlier, punch in the face to Stephen Spencer and the good folks over at Search Engine Land. He posted this article, 5 More Super Common SEO Mistakes That Content Marketers Make. And so let's dive in and see what these 5 mistakes are. He says, number one, is no systematic outreach, right?
Right.
Number one, no systematic outreach. Outreach being how you're going to promote this, right? How you're going to reach out to people to share this content. He says, in a perfect world, great content would spontaneously yield loads of great backlinks. In the real world, however, you need to promote your content to the right audience. He also says the best way for people to see great content is to generate buzz about it. And he's absolutely right. Look, if you're in a content marketing situation, whatever you're in a service-related industry, like an electrician, a plumber, a roofer, or the type of clients we tend to deal with sometimes, then you may need to reach out that way and generate that buzz. How do you do that? Right? Reach out to your manufacturers. Reach out to your clients via social. You may need a combination of some paid planning, some social, some email marketing, and so on to push this content out there. Maybe you're in a product business, retail, right? And so it's not about providing a service and going to visit people. It's about people finding you and purchasing from you. Then you need to create content about those products and then take those same channels, whether it's paid, whether it's social, whether it's email, or however you're going to do it, whether it's video, whether it's infographic, and put that content out there in places that people can find it. You have to plan it. He said no systematic outreach. Systematic meaning you got a process in place, meaning you have a system for how you're going to do this every single time. And that's the key. Most people aren't consistent with it, right? You have to, okay, on Mondays we're going to, you know, research. On Tuesdays we're going to write and edit. On Thursdays we're going to review it. And on Friday we're going to publish it. And then the following week we're going to rinse and repeat.
Yep.
Come up with a system for your content and how you're going to put it out there based off of who your target is.
Think about newspapers, you know, and even online media
publications,
sources.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a publication schedule, right?
Yep.
So it's, you've got this much time to do the research, you got this much time to write it.
I need a final draft by this time.
Yeah. So get those production schedules in place.
Then he spends a lot of time discussing building links to this content also, because again, we're talking about SEO, right? And so we still know link building is one of those things that just has to happen.
Yeah.
And so he talked about locating power users and things like that to help spread your content, because at the end of the day, if your content goes viral, you increase the likelihood of people linking to it.
Yeah.
Just kind of how that works. Number two.
Two.
He says, using the wrong words. And remember, we're talking five common SEO mistakes that content marketers make. Using the wrong words. He says, I see keyword research as one of the most often missteps in content marketing.
You get that wrong?
And one of the most often missed opportunities. He says, for example, a closed shopping audience doesn't search for men's apparel or men's clothier. They search for men's clothes or men's fashions. Right? He's right. At the end of the day, you need to understand what the people are looking for. Yeah. Like, who are you targeting? What do they search? How do they search? What tools do they use to search? Are they using voice search? Are they doing mobile searches? Are they at a desktop device? Right? Understand what your audience is looking for and how they look for it, and then make sure you use the right keywords to discuss that.
And then take it back a notch, right, and say, okay, great, I understand how people search for things that are probably what I want, but make sure that you're also following that path through to the purchase process.
Exactly.
So you understand, okay, great, you know what, clothier, not many people search that way. But the ones who do,
man,
convert 100% of the time. So make sure your ads are strong there. Make sure that you've got
exactly
the content there. Make sure you're building to it, because it may only happen once every 3 months, but it's a $3,000 clothing job.
Exactly.
Whereas somebody who's just looking for a couple shirts, they come in a different way. So make sure you're tracking that, testing and measuring that all the way through to the purchase process.
Consider maybe this. Maybe you're a service provider. You do AC repair, right? And you know that somebody's just searching for AC repair or AC maintenance. They're just shopping. They're trying to find the right person who has the right price, who probably has some free service charge or something like that. But this person searches for Carrier AC replacement, right? They mention a brand name. They mention exactly what they want done, the replacement, right? This type of long tail phrase, while it has a lot less search volume, is definitely a higher quality search.
Absolutely.
Definitely has more intent, and the person searching this phrase is likely ready to commit.
Yep.
And so proper keyword research is necessary when writing your content. Matter of fact, he says, understand what keywords you should be using, and then make sure your target is right. Make sure the target is right.
Right.
Yeah. So, for example, we were talking about shoes earlier. You know, I've considered myself.
Still owes you shoes. I remember.
You know, if I'm doing that same shoe, you know, I'll likely click on new J's
right
before I click on new releases.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yep.
Because that's the term I use to search. That's how I refer to them.
Right.
That's this demographic.
Right.
Right. If you're trying to target the 30-year-old urban person interested in sports, then that's the vernacular you use.
Right.
Understand your audience and the keywords they use and the lingo they use, so you can choose the right key phrases. Here's number three. He says breaking the site, right? We're talking about five common SEO mistakes that content marketers make. Breaking the site. It happens.
That's
funny. He says, of course, no one wants to break their site with content marketing. However, I see so many people losing valuable page authority by incorrectly redirecting pages. Are you moving your site's content? Make sure you're 301 redirecting instead of 302. He says, just as bad as when you completely decommission the URL of the content by 404ing it after you're done with it, right? Especially if it was a very popular, then you're throwing away valuable link juice. He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this happens. And I see it more and more with more and more people transitioning to WordPress.
Right.
They just don't kind of get it. Like, you got an older site. It was built in, Dreamweaver or something like that. And you got all your pages in with .html or .php or whatever, right? And now somebody's convinced you to move over to WordPress. Great move. Need to do that.
Right.
But now you got a URL issue, right, that you need to address. And if what he's saying, if you don't do that right, then those great pages that you had on your old site, they lose value, they lose link juice, especially if that page had links coming to it and maybe it went viral before.
Yep.
You had a great blog post, right, and now you're trying to move it over and the URL changed. Yeah, you can break the site. Your site can go down in ranking. All that great traffic you were getting can plummet. And more importantly, it's hard to come back from that. And like once you realize that and you go in and refix your URLs and resubmit your sitemap and all of that stuff, Google may have already devalued you for all of these broken links and bad pages.
And you're talking time to get back up.
Then you're taking time to get back up and a whole bunch of content and everything else.
Two things to add to that. One of them is this type of stuff is one of the things that can sometimes frustrate our customers.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I just need you to move the page. It's like, okay, great. But when we move the page, we've got to do things very carefully in a step-by-step process and then confirm it and then confirm it again and then test it. And then confirm and test it again, because we can't have that page break, right? So that's one issue. The other, and in fact, the guy Fivi, who left the review, I had a conversation with him. He was talking about one of his competitors in the area just launched a new website, and it was much better than the old website. Mm-hmm. Like the old one was back, you know, when Google wasn't dominating. That's how old it was.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I pulled up SEMrush, and their data was down. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Can that happen?"
Yes, it can. Like, if you don't redirect and handle the transition of URLs and content,
tags were bad on the new site. So I figure whoever migrated is probably a great, potentially expensive
programmer.
In an expensive company that said, hey, we got this nice new design and we're going to put this up for you. Should we be worried about traffic? No, because we never do. And they don't get the title tags right. They don't bring over
the meta descriptions. They don't bring over the stuff that you already had.
Yep.
And that's kind of a pro tip right there. Bring over the stuff that's already there.
Yeah.
Right, you can't launch even with intentions on changing it and improving it. Bring over what's there first, and then launch.
Absolutely.
The pro tip, y'all. Yeah. You might not want to share that with nobody. Kind of let them in on this a little bit. Number four.
Four.
He says, no gathering of intel. Right? And we're talking about five super common SEO mistakes that content marketers make. Number four was no gathering of intel. He says, look, metrics give you an invaluable look as to what works, what doesn't, and what can be expanded. Numbers don't lie. It's like peeking into a success manual. He's right. At the end of the day, you have to understand the analytics. You have to understand what's working, what's not working, what you should be investing more resources in, what you should be scaling back from. You just have to know that. One of the reports I tend to send with each one of our clients is one of my favorite Google Analytics reports called Pages.
Right.
Like, why you send the Pages report? Pages and behavior flow.
Right.
They kind of go together. They both talk about the pages. The Pages report just outlines the most visited pages on your site. I like to sort them by time spent so I can see which pages had the most time spent on them.
Right.
Right. And then let's add a filter in there for the category blog so I can see which blog pages had the most time spent on them. And then that's the type of content that people are obviously finding and engaging. Exactly. Yep. Take that a step further. Look at the behavior flow report so you can see how do they even get to this page.
Right.
Now that we've identified this page, did it take them three clicks, like one from Google, one to a page, and then a recent post click? Or was it a Facebook post that led to a click? Or how did they get here? Right. And then once you understand that this is the type of content they like and this is how they usually find it, then you can come back to your strategy and work on the next set of content and determine how you want to promote it.
Maybe you could write an article like five more super common SEO mistakes
that content marketers make. Exactly. And then figure out how we got there. Oh, they searched Google. They clicked on search engine land and bam, there was the article. Right. But you have to gather that intel. Look into the analytics. And I'll add this to it for all my agencies who may be listening now.
Hey, punch in the face out there to Brian Lobig. Boom. He's a tuned in with us on Facebook Live.
Yeah, so one of the here's a tip for an agency, right? And we do this all the time in regards to gathering intel. Talk to your clients, right? Because a lot of times you'll meet with clients and you're focused on the numbers. Did your ranking right? Did you get the lead you thought you were going to get? You know, do you have any this or that? But that's a great opportunity to discuss changes they made within the company, maybe new features that they're looking at. So that way you can cater your content to them.
A new employee.
I know, right? That's stuff. We had a client move.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we got a new office.
We could have built up to that. We could have used it in social. Yeah.
We could have corrected your local listing before you moved.
Yeah.
But anyway, you tap into your clients to get intel about that content also. It just works. Last one, number five. And I'm going to be honest, Mr. Spencer, I got a question about one of your bullet points on number five. Uh-oh. Anyway, he says number five is buying into SEO myths. Right? He says five more super common SEO mistakes content marketers make, and number five is buying into the SEO myths. Right? Yeah, you can't believe all of the stuff that's out there. Yeah. Even the stuff we bring you, we've done some research on it, we've tested it, and then we bring it.
Yep.
And the reason
and
we
double check it.
And double check it.
Yeah.
Reason I research it is because it may sound right, but it may not necessarily be right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And also, what I have realized is that everything that works for one person, one industry, just may not work for another person in that same industry. It's just going to be different each time.
Different locations, and especially across different industries.
Exactly. So don't buy into the SEO myths, but he listed a couple myths. And some of these you shouldn't buy into. Like, you should end your URLs with .html. That was circa 1995,
yeah.
You know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
That was just the way Google identified that this was an actual web page.
Right.
But that's not necessary. Frankly, if you're doing that now, it kind of triggers the fact that this site's kind of old. The fact that you even have a .html on your URL.
Yep.
SEO is a one-time activity. Another myth. Don't believe it.
Now, by the way, I struggle with this one because it's so clearly not a one-time event for me. I'm like, do people actually believe that? And yes,
and they do. We get it all the time. People say, man, well, we just want you guys to just
SEO it.
Just SEO it once. Huh?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
I don't even know how to do that. Like,
yeah.
Like, answer it once?
Yeah.
No, because what if? So this is not a one-time activity. It takes consistent link building, consistent new content, consistent improvements to your code, making your site faster. It takes a constant management of your local profile. It takes consistent building of links. Like, SEO is never a one-time activity.
Right.
It's an over and over and consistent thing. It requires a lot of time, a lot of resources, a lot of effort for, to be honest, a lot of tasks that are frankly simple but just tedious.
Yeah.
And so it's not a one-time activity at all. Google penalizes for duplicate content. I don't think that's a myth, Mr. Spencer. I think that's the truth. I believe in Panda.
That's a phrase. So we debate this. Chuck and I debate this all the time. He got the first word. Let me give it. You finish the first word, and then I'll come in behind. Because in this case, I'm like, I get both sides.
I get both sides too. I think it depends on the situation. But 90% of the time,
It feels like a penalty. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It feels like
even if they're not penalizing you per se, like, hey, you didn't get a Panda penalty, you didn't get an alert in your Google Search Console, you also just didn't get that ranking that these other sites who had that original content did. And from that perspective, okay, it's not really a duplicate pen. You didn't get penalized. You just didn't get rewarded.
So here's the Google's wording is, hey, if you've got duplicate content, we're going to figure out which one is the original and we're going to ignore the rest, right? So that's kind of their take on things. So what that does mean, and we've done, this is a long time ago, we've done experiments where literally we just changed out the city name for like a quit smoking page. And those pages never ranked in big cities, but always ranked in little tiny cities.
Mm-hmm.
Because what Google says is, even though it's duplicate content in whatever,
in Kalamazoo is the most relevant search result. It's
content, right? There is no smoking, quit smoking content in that city. And so even though it's dupe content, this is the most relevant. So no,
because it has been indexed. It is in the sandbox. Like, it's in their index.
Right.
They're just not showing it. Until
potentially they'll show the first one. Now here's the side where I would probably sit on Charles's side, which is I've never really seen, and I haven't spoken with SEOs who are doing this kind of content trick, who have ever placed well in a
major
city.
Yeah.
And so there's two possibilities of that. So it'd be a very, very interesting experiment to take an actual really high placing site in a pretty competitive term, and no one would ever do this, to risk it if it's generating value for their company, and then duplicate it across all cities and see if that maintains its position. Right? Because I would argue that the ones that were using this duplication trick where we're changing city names don't show, because we haven't spent that much time on any of the content. Right? We've just plugged in the little pieces here and there and not mm-hmm. really generated a great experience.
Well, especially especially if there's a low amount of competition in that area, right? Then at that point, the duplicate content is the best result.
Yeah.
Especially if the content, that's the thing about dupe content. If it's like evergreen content, for example,
right.
like, you know, how to tips on how to tie a shoe, like that's just not going to change, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff, then it's going to rank inherently because that's how you do it.
Right.
And so in a duplicate content situation, I think for our target people, right, these service providers and business owners and things like that, definitely consider your location.
Right.
If you're in Kalamazoo, wherever that is, you in some small town, then frankly, you probably could get away with duplicating content from some bigger brands in major cities and some small tweaks, and you'd probably do well for it. And that's just the sad truth.
We don't have that luxury.
But if you're in a major city, not even a major city, but it's like San Antonio, right? Still top 50, then you need some original content. Especially if you're like in e-commerce. This is where it really gets debatable, right? Because if you got Amazon, Fry's, Micro Center, Best Buy, and Walmart all selling the same GS5, right?
Then the same description
that Sprint and Samsung gave to them. You need to change that up if you're an independent mom and pop shop cell phone store. You can't have that same content as them because you're not going to rank at all.
Yep.
Duplicate content will kill you at that point.
Absolutely.
So, man, Mr. Spencer, look, I'm going to tag you in our post. I'd definitely like to hear your explanation on what you meant by Google penalizes for duplicate content as being the myth, because according to the rules of Panda, they penalize people for duplicate content. Other than that, though. A great article. I love the article.
Last article of five was awesome. This was awesome.
Yeah, exactly, man. This was five more super common SEO mistakes that content marketers make by Stefan.
Stefan.
Let's go Stefan Spencer, man. Search engine land. Punch in the face to you, dude. Great article.
Excellent. And so I forget who told me this, but no interesting conversations happen. I got to have one in the beginning, one in the end. And no interesting conversations happen when everyone agrees.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So significantly more interesting.
Yeah, me and him, we never agree, because I've been here.
There are times when it feels like we never agree.
It's going on, it'd be six years in September.
Actually, we had a conversation today that was actually pretty aligned. I mean, we had our ideas, but we kind of ended up in the same place pretty quickly. Yeah, so.
And you should have that debate, because if everybody's on the same page, then you guys are probably not putting out quality.
We get the room full of our internet marketing team talking about an account, and there's fist slamming, there's pointing and yelling, and we haven't gotten to name calling. I'm glad. I don't think that's necessary.
Well, I love you guys more than that. I wouldn't get to the name calling. Yeah. I grew up name. I'm like, I will win if we get to name calling.
So let me add that to an agenda. No name calling.
Yeah, like I'm great at name calling. So we don't want to go there.
All right. So we do have a little bit of what news. I just thought this was a little piece. So we got a little comment from Brian.
Yeah.
Here we go. What
news?
I like it. So this what news is just a man marries his phone, and I saw it. I had to read a little bits and pieces of the article. I don't really have much more than the man marries his phone, but it's interesting because the only fun part about it is the one sentence at the end of that article, which is, dude, what about the upgrades?
Yeah, I know. Like what happens when
I can't marry? Like, even if it was possible and there was like some intent, like marriage is maybe his statement is that unfortunately a lot of times marriage isn't permanent now, and so you can marry.
Right, this is a 2-year marriage.
It's a 2-year marriage.
My marriage renews at every upgrade opportunity.
Imagine if you got paid to get out of your existing contract.
T-Mobile.
And you can upgrade.
Yeah.
When you say it that way, everyone's out. You can upgrade. So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, anything else?
My man, this is a commercial similar to that, where she was like, he's like, it's almost ridiculous as marrying a TV, and then when a chick, she gets the TV, she's planting a big kiss on the TV. Yeah.
Some TVs are nice. I do have to admit that. Hey, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased profit in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. If you have a referral that's somebody who's interested in some sort of internet marketing service, website design, PPC management, SEO, Facebook ads, really social media, internet marketing.
Email marketing, yes. Social media marketing, search engine optimization, pay-per-click management across things like Google AdWords, Bing Ad Center, Facebook ads, like all of that. Anything internet marketing related, including custom WordPress website design.
Send them to us. They pay their bill. We pay you. We have a nice referral program in place. I am doing, it's online, so you can watch it. It's a networking program that's here in Houston.
UpSocial.
UpSocialNetwork.com. So go ahead and check that out. Let us know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are on it.
It's a new wave in business networking. I'm telling y'all now, get on board right now. Go check it out. Sign up. If you're local, man, come visit one of the networking events we got coming up soon. Multiple locations.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
I think that's going to be nationwide in a year or so. And then finally, we are filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you want a copy of the video, the audio, or the transcript of this podcast, video, you can get it at our website, ewebresults.com. Until the next podcast, well, you guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. Again, we salute you. Thank you. Thank you for all the feedback. Thank you for even the people who have hit us up and said, you know, too much sales in the beginning. We get it.
It is what it is.
But we get it. Thank you for reaching out to us.
Yeah.
Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow. She's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I'll die happily. All right.
Check, 1, 2.
Balance check, balance check. 3, 2, 8.
SEO Podcast 328. We're doing it today because Chris is Hot Friday. So please tune in and please get straight. Today we're talking 5 SEO mistakes. Yeah. SEO Podcast 328. Let's go.
5.